Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
A barbecue, Sam wants to boil ham, Grace votes for bouillabaisse stew. Jake wants a weenie baked steak and a layer cake, he'll get a tummy ache too. We'll rent a tent or a teepee, let the town cry a cry. And if it's RSVP, this is what I'll reply. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell 'em I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, you better save a chair. When the party's getting the glow on, singing fills the air. In the shank of the night, when the doings are right, you can tell 'em I'll be there. Bumblebee, let's have a jubilee. When, said the prairie hen, soon. Sure, said the dinosaur. Where, said the grizzly bear, under the light of the moon. How about you, brother jackass? Everyone gaily cried. You coming to the fracas? Over his specs he sighed. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell 'em I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, slick 'em on my hair. When the party's getting the glow on, singing fills the air. If I ain't in the clink and there's something to drink, you can tell 'em I'll be there. If I can find the right sock by 11 o'clock, you can tell 'em I'll be there. If you need a new face or a tenor or bass, you can tell 'em I'll be there. If I can climb out of bed, put a hat on my head, you can tell 'em I'll be there.
And now live from coast to coast, it's the Possum Hour theme. Right, man. Ford's right. Just Pete. Pete's the only one left of the mod squad. The captain, Tig Andrews, was one of Bilko's crew on the Phil Silvers show. I know I'm obsessed with Bilko. It's worse things. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend, or a week, actually, and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of pre-digested pandemic pound cake, an N95 facial mask lube. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer-Battered Shrimp. We drive all the pussies crazy, man. Can you dig it? Dr. Cake's cat went nuts when Possum Hour come on. All right. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Fake radio entertainment, that is. Monday nights, it's us, 10 o'clock, Possum Hour. Tuesdays with Wink Blinkley and his guest, a lawn ornament, discuss the situation in Syria. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble as he broods over his old girlfriend, Jill. I want to miss that. Thursdays, it's Chunk Bluster with 2 hours of mini-golf memories. And Friday, once again, we're not on again. But if we were on, it would be Friday Night Possum starring us. So it's a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. Just for you, the lucky listener. Well, the phone lines, I've had my kratom, and the phone lines will be open in a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
It's all new, all over again.
Chevrolet's all new, all over again.
Chevy's the car that dares to go.
Completely new. 2 years in a row, there's more fun to motoring when Chevrolet's all new, all over again.
There it is, everybody, the 59 Chevy. One look and you gotta say, it's all new, all over again.
Yeah, can't you just see yourself in this? The all new Impala convertible for 1959. Really great.
Take a look at the new Bel Air four-door sedan. Lovely?
Get a load of that windshield, will you? There's a real eye-opener.
You mean sky-opener. Hmm. Gee, it's so big and wide, you can see everything.
Chevy's got a nifty new engine, too. This you've got to look into if you're out to save money.
Magic mirror finish. They tell me it's wonderful.
It's big news, too, Dinah. A brand new miracle finish that shines without waxing for up to 3 years.
Now, see this. The new Chevy Shape and Station Wagon.
There's more where that one came from, too. There are 5 great all-new Chevy wagons for 1959, with new features never before offered.
Take a look, folks. The new Impala four-door sports sedan.
One of 2 four-door Impalas. In fact, you've got a whole new series of Impalas to choose from.
See your Chevrolet dealer right away, because...
There's more fun to motoring when Chevrolet's all new, all over again.
Get tomorrow when I think about myself. sparrow. How I had you there, and then I let you go.
Let go of me.
Now it's only fair that I should let you know.
No.
But you should know.
No.
You should know.
Possum Puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby. Dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
Big, massive dumps.
Beauty.
Dig it.
Yeah. Do you see that shit? Welcome to
with
the show,
pants?
By the way. Yeah, with his pants. That was all made up, man. That was Photoshop.
Was it?
Yep. The guy's ridiculous enough. You
know,
know they don't need the fake shit, man.
Yeah. It kind of takes away from everything. Let him do his own shit.
Yeah. I mean, he's ridiculous enough. As he is. What do you got? You don't got to Photoshop him. Crying out loud. I mean, has anybody ever, like,
group.
Brought up that hairdo? You know, what the fuck? Ex-president
maybe,
Bobo.
Maybe I was a hoax. Maybe I was a hoax the whole 4 years, and he really doesn't have hair like that.
It was definitely a hoax, man. No doubt about it. No doubt about that, man. Sheesh. But, hey, we made it through that. We made it through the pandemic.
Yeah.
Rokey doke.
Yeah, we're good. We're good to go.
They photoshopped the ex-president's pants, so it looked like he didn't have a fly, so it looked like he kind of had an ass in the front, like perhaps he was sporting a full diaper. Yeah. But... it was
or
fake.
Like his pants was backwards or something.
Yeah, like that was the claim, that he put his pants on backwards. That is not what happened. But anyhow, if you do think the pandemic is over, you're dead wrong. Because mentioned it on Fuckboo, but I had a doubleheader scheduled for Friday. And the first gig, what was it, 80% of the staff was in quarantine.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It was funny, though. I fucked up. It was a flucky, because I fucked up, and I didn't write down the details of the gig, or even, like, who it was for or a phone number. I think maybe I was waiting for a call back or something.
Yeah.
And he called to cancel the thing. I'm like, oh, my God. Thank God.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I killed this. All right. That's that one that doesn't
work.
That would
have been fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to, you know, like, oh, geez.
Yeah.
And then he calls, oh, yeah, we're going to cancel Friday. I'm like, oh, man, that's a freebie. That's a flucky, man. You know, I fucked up, and it all worked out. So,
yeah. See, that always does with you.
Well, you know, when life gives you lemons,
someone
watch take your car
out
into the garage. So, yeah, so, you know, so I found out what was wrong with my car, with my truck, and... boy, that really, I think that was part a big part of my anxiety lately before gigs. Because I took the truck in there Tuesday, got it back Thursday, and Friday it was like a brand new truck. It wasn't the clutch. Needed an entire brake job. So,
all right.
That was costly, but...
Yeah,
man,
so you need
ride's good. Yeah, you got to have good brakes. Man, it's a world of difference with good brakes, and it doesn't make the squeaky sound anymore. So,
you got to get used to it now.
It's a lovely, like a brand new truck. So yeah, so I've made a vow not to trust the weather goons anymore. I'm just going to go with my instinct. I'll check the weather goons, but I'm not going to trust them because Thursday or Wednesday they called and the truck was ready, but it was raining. So I said, well, I'll come over tomorrow morning. And I got up and I looked at the forecast and they're saying, well, it's going to be a little drizzly this morning and then it's going to rain all the rest of the day really hard. And I thought, well, it was just drizzling. So I walked all the way over to the garage, pick up the truck in the drizzle, soaking wet, not soaking. But, you know, wet enough. I get home, and the fucking rain stops for like 3 hours.
Here you
fuckhead.
Are.
Fuckhead.
Planning on beating a downpour. You end up beating the sun.
Yeah. Well, it eventually did rain, but still, it was like, what the fuck, man? You bastards.
They don't know. They don't know.
Weather goons. Anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
A lovely story it is, too.
I was, yeah, I know. People's car repairs are hilarious anecdotes. Here's a thought I had the other night. I get weird thoughts, like, at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Watching my...
Damn, baby.
I was, I was watching my Bilko... Car 54 hour.
Yeah.
Since I was up, and I had this brainstorm. Why didn't they ever do a Yogi Berra biopic starring the Ooh Ooh guy? Wouldn't that have been perfect?
Oh yeah. That would have been
Yogi Berra.
Uh huh.
Ooh 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 ooh. It ain't over till it's over. Ooh ooh. That'd been fucking awesome, man.
I can see that.
A boat on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh ooh guy. Yogi Berra. Well, it never happened. The ooh ooh guy. Joey Ross.
He's right now. That would have been good.
That would have been awesome, man.
I've been binge watching Mad Men. Now, I know
I'm a good guy.
I'm supposed to be cheering on all the sex and everything, but those guys are fucking sleazeballs. Jesus Christ.
Perfect, yeah.
Oh, man. Like, holy shit. Banging
hey,
every
baby.
Fucking woman that walks by.
Yeah. Those bastards.
I still got one season. Ooh. One season to go. I don't know. I just... couldn't find anything
what did
to
I
watch.
See?
I figured I was getting into that.
I saw a beauty this weekend. I was bored.
Oh.
It's raining, you know, I'm sitting there bored, and I went into my Roku search, And there was Richard Boone, right? I'm thinking, well, I wonder if there's any Richard Boones hanging around I haven't checked out yet. Well, the only one I hadn't seen yet was the 1954 version of Dragnet.
Oh, okay.
I really didn't have any expectations of this thing, but it was well worth watching. Highly recommended. It's not the one they made in the 60s with Harry Morgan. It's with the other, the fat guy, in the, you know. And they were wearing fedoras and whatnot.
How are you? I'm not sure
there's
if
one
of that.
It's hilarious. Richard Boone isn't that, you know, isn't that exciting? Because he's just a, you know, one of the inspectors. It's got Dennis Weaver is one of the policemen. I don't think he even gets billing. But they go to this talent agent, and you hear this record playing in his office, and this gal walks out, and she's got these enormous boobs, right? And she's wearing one of those bullet bras, you know? Somebody's eye out with these things. She walks out, and they're giving, like the Mad Men, you know, they're giving her the once over the eye, you know, Joe Friday, and they're looking at each other, you know, smiling, yeah. And then she leaves, and the talent agent says, yeah, but she can't sing. I thought that was a hoot. And then, of course, the smoking. Everybody was smoking at all times.
Yep.
They had the guy, he goes into a jazz club. It wasn't our pal, the trumpet player, but it was a different trumpet player leading the band, and he's got a butt in his hand as he's playing the trumpet. I mean, everybody was just smoking.
Very smoky jazz club. Boy, those were the fucking days. I would have loved to have been there.
But the last thing about it was they had, this is really odd, because I've never seen Dragnet have any fist fights. You recall any fist fights?
Not at all.
They had a 5-minute Donnybrook with these guys. Joe Friday and the other guy punching it out, duking it out with these guys.
Oh, shit.
Man, never seen this before.
Usually throw dialogue.
Five stars. And it's weird because nothing happens in the, like most Dragnet episodes, nothing happens. They don't even make an arrest. I think the bad guy dies of cancer at the end. They go home. Yeah. You remember that was back in the day before they had to do all the credits, you know, the best boy and all that dumb shit?
Yeah.
The best end of any movie I've ever seen, almost. It just, they, you know, the guy's dead, okay. Film ends, and then all you get is the Mark 7. Ching, ching, Mark 7. That's it. Nothing else. No other. Nothing. Just Mark 7. It's over, baby. That's when you know it's done.
Mark 7.
Anyway. I mean, that's
good old,
I think, Possumauer is basically Mark 7. I know smoking in sci-fi. Mark 7.
Possumauer Mark 7. That's going to be the name of the last episode.
Done through, completed, finished, Mark 7.
Go home.
Smoking in spaceships and sci-fi movies, Ford's pointing out. Those are great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's an old mad parody of Dragnet, which my buddy and I read into a tape recorder when we were kids, and we were pissing our pants laughing so hard at it. Because they keep Joe, every scene ends with Cigarette Joe, you know, and then they're sitting there with 50 cigarettes hanging out of their mouth. This one panel that, like, I'm smoking while running. You know, it's just ridiculous. Fun stuff.
Christ. Good stuff. I'm going to see this movie.
We're blowing. Oh, yeah, it was good. It was worth watching. It was worth seeing. It had most of the regulars, the actors.
I'm already seeing it.
It's better than I expected. But anyway, going to blow something up.
Blow something the fuck up.
Because it's there. Going back in time. Backward in time. This date, almost, in 2014. 2014. Backward in time.
Oh, I think I was 7.
I'd like to punch him in a stupid car! Shit! Bitch! Damn it! Fuck!
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a
man.
Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end.
There was a fungus among us. There was a rumble in the jungle. There was a static in the attic, a moaning and a groaning, a fungus among us. We had a fight in the middle of the night. There was a fungus among us.
All kinds of hinky as well.
Hinky pewters, man. Yeah. So, we wish her the best of luck in her struggles to get online, man, or whatever it is.
Exactly.
And she wants to do, and we miss her.
Yes. I can't get on the homepage of Facebook. My home page, and I can't get on the Grenache page. Everything else seems to work. Just certain pages.
Really?
The only reason why I made it here to Block Talk Radio is because I had a little pop-up. Sifu Chi liked the Possum Hour promo, so I got a little pop-up, and I hit that, and that made a pop-up. So that's the only reason why I made it to Block Talk Radio.
Sheesh.
Yep. Really weird, man. Only certain things work. Piece of shit, laptop.
I was missing my couple of my emojis the other day.
Yeah?
Kind of a personal
it's
story.
Emojis.
There's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Thank you for coming, Cake. Darling. She's the hen in the rooster house tonight. Sorry about that.
Yep.
Gentlemen, keep your hands to yourselves, alrighty.
Awesome.
Speaking of gentlemen. Oh, you know what? It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Nice.
Right,
you look correct,
Jeff. What, two?
Okay.
And I missed one, and you missed none. You missed a half a show.
Yep. Yeah.
You're tardy. You're tardy. All right, thanks for coming, Cake. And Dr. Cake's cat.
Yes.
There's Ford Prefect.
Ford.
It wouldn't be a thing. Oh, look at that. Apple Cheeks Alice. Speak of the devil. She just
there
joined
you.
Us in the conversation. We were just talking about you. We were just saying how your computer was on the frizz. So let me type out. You got a typer name, not official. Apple Cheeks, sweet.
That's right.
Well, that's cool. Glad everything's working out. Maybe it was my thoughts and prayers that fixed her computer.
It was all our collective thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers, man. All right, well, thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks. Thanks for coming, Dr. Cake. And there is Ford Prefect. It wouldn't be a spaceship filled with cigarette smoke and alcohol without Ford Prefect. I've been reading those damn science fiction ones drawn by Wally Wood, man. Nobody can do shadows. He's the master of that black shadow down the middle of the face, and then the one half of the face is in eye light, and the other half of the face is kind of in shade. But there's a black shadow down him. Oh, master, comic book master.
Al Cap used to do that, a little bit of that. He would like make it a little darker on the side of the nose and everything. Yeah, he like detailed it like that with shadowing.
Sometimes, yep. I was a big fan of Cap's, obviously, even though he was a terrible person. But, you know.
Indeed he was.
I'm a terrible person as well sometimes. Trying hard, man. Well, Ford, thank you for coming, sir. And there he is, Ope, our old pal Ope, other people's eyes.
Ope. Other people's eyes.
The family man. He's got the kids and all there, you know. It's good times. I tell you what, man, sir, off to Pete. Dig every moment of that shit, man, with those kids. It's so fleeting, man. My goodness. I think about it like, and it seems like another lifetime when I had little
kids.
Sure,
it does.
I miss that. But, they're good men. You know. So,
you'll be a granddaddy,
cool Kevin.
You'll have it all over again.
I don't know, man. I think they're planning. I don't know if they're planning on having kids or what, man. I haven't really. I'm not the in-law that's gonna stick his nose in there. My mom was the best mother-in-law ever. You know, I want to be an in-law like she was. She's laissez-faire.
But it happened.
You know. Anyways, thanks for coming, Ope.
Ope.
Ford says, life is fleeting, as we've all come to realize. You are correct, sir. I couldn't have said it better myself. It's a short ride, dear kids. on this roller coaster.
Damn skeptical.
And finally, and finally, where did I get this shit, man? Listen to this background.
That's
been sitting there forever, man. But,
not bad.
I don't know.
Oh,
it's called
it
Chicken
is,
Reel. I think it's for the chicken show.
Mm.
The sinister minister of finance and parking himself, the one, the only, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Good to be here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
This is super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
They were fine. Reading them out loud and coming to grips with the deeper meanings in comic strips.
They were fine.
Watching old movies on the boob tube. What a high grade of corn they had before we was born. Pop is the here and the now. What's in or something so out? It's in. All the field flicks and James Bond too. The look of yay, yay, and the CIA. The way it was when there was World War II. How they dressed, how, and those old posters too. Well, it's time, and it's alright.
Hey, what's time?
Watching politicians the sound. 6-hour movies from the cinema underground. Spending afternoons studying junk art. Funny how junk touches the heart. Pop is what's happening, what just feels right. Like leather boots, high and tight. Discotheques are stupid sales ears. Genuine soul and folk and roll. That martyr's look on every face in Peyton Place. Reading baseball cards and gum inside a bubble gum. Well, it's pop, 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 and it's alright.
Say what time?
Somebody mentioned the Stones. They're true pop, baby, true pop. Aware. Give me 50 miscellaneous facts about Sonny and Cher. Wet lipstick, Tom Jones shirt, diet sodas for breakfast. It's pop, baby, it's pop. If it ain't pop, it just ain't. No, I said no. Hey Bird, we've never met, but you've such air-sat eyes. Cool our contemplation for the evening flies. It's pop, yeah, pop, and it's alright.
Say what's pop?
Something else I'd like to say at this time. Pop is always changing, changing. Something can be in today and out tomorrow. Comprende?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah, baby. Well.
I was trying.
He mentioned yeah. Tom Jones, and it's Tom Jones' birthday today, too. So, see, that all ties in with today's show. Isn't that nice?
Well, it's not unusual.
What did I just step over? What were you about to say?
I don't remember now.
There you go. It's that Tom Jones syndrome, man. You got it.
Yeah. Oh, well. Sure, it wasn't important. There's very little that I say is. at all. Oh, remember I was talking about that thing about the ice caps melting and how the Russians are going to be in the catbird seat in the future?
Yep.
Well, I did some extrapolating on that, you know. I sit around and I think of things. I think about stuff. And I'm thinking, you know, yeah, the Russians come out good, but so do the Canadians.
Yeah.
Most 80% of Canadians live, you know, within so many miles of the southern border, their southern border. And if the temperate zones go up, you know, move, they'll be opening up a lot more land for agriculture, et cetera, et cetera. Settlement. People want to move there because they're cool and, it, you know, the weather will be nice. But,
yeah. But
and then I'm thinking it's
good,
like...
Good cigars.
But at that point, though, you know, when America, the United States people start crossing the border, we're going to become like their Mexicans. We're going to be the Mexicans in this deal.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh, geez. Look at these guys, the Yankees, coming over the border. We got to do something about this here.
The criminals.
They're bringing their drugs. They're rapists. Well, some of them are nice people, but overall, look out for these fucks.
We're the New Mexicans. I can see that.
Ford says the tundra warming up will begin emitting tons of methane. That'll probably quicken the ultimate end of the planet.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what are you going
to
do, man?
Something to look forward to. Something to look forward to.
Yeah. Oh, man. I bless my soul, I'm going to croak before all this shit happens, I hope.
I want to watch it, baby.
I cut my hair today, man. Speaking of being old and having, like, all gray hair. I think I did the best job yet. I didn't fuck anything up. Majorly. I just did the sides and the back on the old number 3, and I left the top alone, which it's still coming back, but I think it did a pretty decent job. The hair salons are closed. Dr. Cakes, nape of the neck. Everything's open now here, man. I haven't been wearing my mask at gigs. Kroger's, it has a sign on the door, the supermarket, it says if you've had your vaccination, forget about it. So, many masks days.
7-Eleven here is just half of us are wearing it, half of us aren't. I still wear it.
Yeah. I don't know.
At work, I just see what the customer, whether they got it on or not.
Yeah.
I mostly wear it around my neck.
Since I've been vaccinated, it ain't going to kill me. Got it.
Well, that never stopped me before. I just didn't want to spread it. Me, I didn't care.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
I
kind of
like the mask. Hide behind it, man.
There you go.
Except when you, I don't know, did you ever reuse masks? You know, like you wear it into the store and then put it in your car and then you put it on again?
Sanitary.
That's the worst,
like
though.
Yeah.
That's the worst, though, you put the mask on, you're halfway through the store, and you're like, oh, my God, this thing's done, you know?
Yeah, you start to smell your lunch, yesterday's lunch.
Yeah, I was like, man, I really had bad breath last time I wore this fucker, man. this is getting intolerable. I gotta get this off.
Kumquats! Indeed.
It's that time once again, man. Here we go. Yeah.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Sweet. Cake's got washable masks. I've got a washable mask. It was part of my supplies for the census. And I asked permission to keep it. You don't want the mask, right? Says, no. I don't want your cooties, boy. I had to get back the 5G gym crack.
Bastards.
I was starting to gain superpowers by using that thing. Shame. But now, it's all worn off. 5G, that's the shiz, baby. All right. Time once again for 3 minutes. You'll never get back. I didn't upload anything tonight for 3 minutes. So
oh, okay.
I am forced to choose between this one, and this one.
Okay.
Or Yoko. I just got Yoko on her case.
I thought that rendition of Without You would have been there, one of them. That was pretty wild.
That was Spike Jonze Jr., man.
Oh, was it?
This is 3 minutes you'll never get back.
Surrender, we are.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Right. Now I dug that.
Something's in the bag. Bill Mooney, Barnes and Barnes. He's quite the pop renaissance man. Guitar player, toured with Sean Cassidy there. Wrote comic books. I think he's wrote TV episodes.
Renaissance man.
I don't know if he's directed any. And he's an actor, of course. And I thought he was the coolest motherfucker when I was a little kid. He's a couple years older than us, I think. But he did that movie with Brigitte Bardot.
Oh, yeah. Dear Bridget. It was cold.
Dear Bridget. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. I love that
I so wanted to be Bill Mooney. Man.
She was fucking high. Still with us.
How's that?
She's still with us.
Oh, still with us, yeah. But, showing the mileage, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Damn scary.
Had too many reconstructives there, man. All right. I'm going to check my lottery tickets. How do you like them?
Oh,
apples?
There we go. I have a good feeling.
This is exciting. This is exciting. I'm feeling lucky. I had a flucky. I'm feeling lucky. All right.
You're going to get your money back when the truck gets repaired. So what's going to happen here?
I don't have my spectacles with me, but I think I can make this out. Okay. I for some reason, the lady at the Quickie Mart sold me two lottery tickets. One for the Mega Million and one for the Powerball.
Okay.
So,
yeah, for one.
I'd wanted the next big drawing, which would have been the Mega Millions, I guess, on the 4th. So, here we go. Mega Millions. 4 dough, 30 dough. Oh, jeez. 34 dough, 41 dough. Yikes. That's a sad, sad state of affairs there.
There you go.
Draw due Tuesday, June 1st. Oh, wait a minute.
So
might not be the
so
one.
The Powerball is a bonus. You probably win that one.
Wait a minute. Let me get the Mega Millions page here. Come on, man. Oh, okay. What date? Here we go. This was June 1st. All right. Tuesday, June 1st. Go. Oh, I got to put my numbers in, man. Well, I don't think it's any good. I'm not going to throw it out until I check it, but Powerball. Powerball. What do we got? Powerball. 6-5. Okay, that's... Oh, that's still not this one. This is June 2nd. I need the other numbers. Oh, shit. Well, never mind. I probably lost. Don't get excited.
It sounds like you're holding out on it.
I'll check them out later.
Yeah.
Don't say a word. Say no more. Okay.
See, the Cayman Islands. That's where you're going to be Friday. Yeah. The Cayman Islands.
Coming to you live from the Cayman Islands. It's Possum Hour. All right. What do we got here? Oh, okay. Now, if you're going to eat cicadas...
Yeah,
that was a funny thing in the truck, you know, because they'd been making that squeaky sound for so long. I'm kind of aware of the sounds my truck's making. Well, son of a gun, on the way up to the gig, I'm hearing this. Wee, 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 wee. What the fuck, man? I thought something's going on. And then I realized it was getting louder when I'd come past the clump of trees, and it was fucking cicadas sitting there screaming. And I'm like, oh, geez, you're paranoid. And then as I pull off the highway, you know, you're slowing down to the, you know, the stop, you're going to get on the other road, make a left in this case. I'm slowing down, I'm hitting the new brakes, and I hear pop, 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 pop. I'm going, what the fuck now? You know, looking at, sounds like it's coming from my rear wheel. There's a fucking shooting range across the high, on the other side of the highway. Pop, pop, pop. Crying out loud, man.
Yeah, all kinds of sound effects going on the way to the gig.
Just not used to a quiet truck, that's all. Anyway, cicadas, don't eat them if you have seafood allergies.
Okay.
I guess they have the same kind of... livers or something. No, that's a commercial for something else. If you're allergic to seafood, as these insects share a family relation to shrimp and lobsters. A lot of people are allergic to shrimp.
Yeah.
That's, man, I fucking so love shrimp, man. That would be a tragedy.
Yeah.
Allergic to shrimp.
Can't eat many of them, but I love them.
Yeah, I used to be able to eat a ton. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty, man. Butter's still working on the new name for the Cleveland Indians. They have some terrible names that they're considering. I don't know if you remember, the Avengers movie was made in Cleveland, parts of it, on the streets of Cleveland. And that's one of the names that people want to name the new team, the Cleveland Avengers. Get away from me.
I don't want that.
The other one is the Guardians, which sucks. And my personal favorite, the Spiders. So, go Spiders.
I think
man.
The Spiders.
Yeah. Go Spiders. Or they could be the... I think the Pirates ought to change their name to the Cicadas because, you know, then maybe they'd win every 17 years. Hey! Alrighty.
Suggest that.
What the fuck is this one? A Florida man.
Oh, yeah. It's always good with Florida, man. What are they up to now?
Well, they got the stand your ground thing in Florida, right?
Okay.
Where if you feel like your life is threatened, you can kill. Well, he killed an iguana. He beat an iguana to death. And he says after it attacked him. But he said he was trying to save it from getting run over by a car or something, and it bit his arm, and when he tried to, you know, so then he kicked it as far as he could and got out of hand. One thing like another. But the judge said that no, because he went out and beat the shit out of the thing and killed it.
Yeah. Trying to save it, ended up beating the fuck out of it. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So he said, no, that's not a, you can't
use it. Yeah, we ain't swallowing that one.
Stand your ground of defense, pal.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Stay off the bed.
Oh, wow. Wow. He faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted of animal cruelty. So
yeah, which I'm all for.
Go team, man.
Yep.
And I could see tossing the iguana in the bushes if he bites you, you know.
Yeah.
The fuck out of here, you fuck. But then you don't go out and kill it, beat it up, man. It's a fucking dumb animal.
Uh-huh. They don't attack
you. I mean, throwing
it
in the bush is a reaction, but beating it up, that's sick. That's cruel and shit, so.
Any kind
good
of intentional
just.
Shit. 5 years is a good sentence.
That's
hang the bastard.
I knew you'd like go for the death penalty. You always go for the jugular there.
All right. That's how serial killers start out, killing these animals.
Well, I read a lot on the Jeffrey Dahmer guy. He was doing that.
That's what he did when he was younger.
Killing dogs and cats and stuff.
Iguana today, a hooker tomorrow.
Yep. That's true. That is true, man. Yeah, you got to make a good point. Make a good point. Let's kill them.
We love our hookers.
Yeah. I think they need a pit of wolves. Throw them in a pit of wolves.
There you go.
No sword. All right. An Idaho man. Not that Idaho man.
Nope, this is news.
This is Pat Malay. He won his second... Okay. It's his second jackpot from a scratch-off lottery ticket. He collected $200,000 off of this one.
Sweet.
And 7 years ago, he collected $100,000 off of a scratch-off.
There you go. It's encouraging.
Yeah. So he's paid for probably half of his scratch-offs that he's ever bought, which is awesome. You know, the odds are not good.
That's why I'm glad we don't have the lottery going at this smoke shop I'm at. I'd be buying them left and right, you know?
Yeah, it's tempting, man.
Yeah.
And it's just a regressive tax, basically, because you ain't going to win the lottery. I mean, winning this thing. All right. And here I have two tickets. So what the fuck do I know? I don't know. I always feel like, you know, you go into this, because it's a really crappy store, you know, and they don't have, like, real fixtures and stuff. It's all, they've got Creplock and all these weird foreign jars, lots of jars of cabbages and shit.
I know what you mean.
I always figure if I'm going to get lucky, it's going to be in a joint like this, you know?
Anyways,
got some world records. A Las Vegas woman crushes 3 watermelons in 7.5 seconds. Crushing some watermelons and shit. How's she crushing the watermelons, you guys? Boy, she's going to be a fun date. She sticks them between her legs and...
Yeah.
I swear to you. I hadn't seen that before the show. That's a hoop.
3 and 7 seconds.
She used her thighs to smash 3 watermelons in 7.5 seconds. Nearly halving the Ukrainian bodybuilder Olga Lyashkuk's record of 14.65 seconds. So, congratulations, Courtney Olson, owner of the Girl Clothing Athletic Line.
Oh, jeez. Don't want my balls around there.
Yeah, I mean, I might not be doing any FaceTime with that.
No.
Taking your life in your hands over there. All right. here we go. Okay, we'll open that one, and then we're going to open this one next. The world record price paid for... a parking spot.
Pay for parking spot.
You know, in a city, you got to buy a parking spot a lot of times. That's a big thing. You know, in an apartment, might come with a spot in a garage on that street or something like that. But it's a big deal. Anyway, Hong Kong, I guess parking spaces are dear. This one set the new world record at $1.3 million.
$1.3 million.
Yeah. This guy owns the parking spot, I guess, forever and ever. A 334.5 square foot parking space, about $9,500 per square foot. Wow.
Well, they say what's the building? What's in front of? What's it?
It's
this person. My niece lives there.
Oh, it's at the luxury Mount Nicholson residential project. So whatever that is.
Sounds hoity-toity. All right.
Yeah, hoity-toity, but rich people do. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's driving an S10 with rust on the fender and shit.
Yeah. I was about to say, how much is the actual vehicle?
Yeah. But hey, man, I just had a brake job, so I'll go toe-to-toe with anybody right now. Thing's a bomb.
Uh-huh.
Right. Now, here we go. A pair of Idaho men. Aha!
Neighbors?
Oh, yeah. David Rush.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Broken
Horn
Iron. Stem Hollywood Hannon. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Hannon. This is a fucking weird one, man. Okay. Guinness Book of World Record for using a samurai sword to slice through grapes.
Grapes? Okay.
Yeah. While they're standing on a Swiss ball.
I don't know what a Swiss ball is. Imagine
it's just like a big rubber ball, like a... you know, like a almost like a bouncy, you know, remember the bouncy balls?
Yeah, that's what
I
picture.
Big ball.
Got to balance your ass on that samurai sword chopping grapes. Who thinks of this?
Hollywood. Who does that? Hollywood threw the grapes in the air, and David Rush sliced through them, 59 of them. Originally, they set the record at 37, but then somebody else did 55, so they went to 59. They threw 66 in 1 minute, but 59 only counted for the record. So congratulations. They're bringing, promoting STEM education, you know, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Yeah. 59. How the fuck are you going to... I don't think I could do one.
No.
Grape with a samurai sword.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
It, you know, especially
fuck,
if it's thrown in the air. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus
I was like,
dexterous, right? He's tossed on left
that's
and right.
That's true. He was probably thrown him from both ends. Wow.
Yeah. Wild stuff.
All right. Well, he wasn't done, though.
This shit.
David, okay. Dave, oh yeah, they're there. Check out the UPI news.
Okay,
it's where I find these things. It was not to be outdone. While he had the Swiss ball, he also broke another record, making what was it? 522 juggling catches. In 1 minute, whilst standing on that Swiss ball. I believe it's the same Swiss ball, would be my guess. But
wild stuff.
522 juggle count in 1 minute. That's some juggling, man. On
yeah,
a Swiss ball.
Uh-huh. So, wow.
Congratulations, STEM research, STEM education, and David Rush, and ridiculous things. For no reason. I think that's everything, right?
Yeah, that's it. That sums it all up.
Oh, wait a minute. I got one more quickie. Where is that? Oh yeah. So, do you remember the original Possum Hour page on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. It was a regular profile page.
Yeah. And Chief Wild Eagle and Francie and them got into a big to-do.
Yeah.
And there was a flaming post. Like, I don't know, 62 comments or something, and it was just getting insane. And I got kicked off of Facebook forever.
Yep.
Done. I can't use that's my main email, the email I used for that account. I can't use it, man. So ex-president Bobo, he gets suspended for 2 years. He's inciting riots over there.
Yeah, that's right.
I got chuckleheads fucking commenting on a picture of a Santa putting a possum down a chimney. Fuck? I'm kicked out forever. So, you know, whine all you want, pal.
Yeah, you just weren't monitoring this thing. He's actually doing it. It was his words.
Yeah, I wasn't. I didn't incite the riot.
Yeah,
it just happened.
No.
You know, it wasn't me. It was that
you
way
just
when I got
let it go on.
But,
yeah.
So he says, when he's president again, and Zuckerberg comes to the White House, won't get a dinner. No dinner for you, Zuckerberg.
No Big Macs for you.
And I'll tell you what, this is the one time, maybe the one time, where ex-president Uncle Bobo and I see eye to eye.
Nope.
Fuck Zuckerberg. I'm not buying him
dinner
either.
You're not going to feed him either. That's
no,
right. Fuck him.
No dinner for you. Yep.
Uh-huh.
There
no
you have it.
No hamburger.
And that's the news.
Don't stop me.
Now back to our show.
You say I don't belong here. Well, baby, I agree. You know that living on this planet simply don't appeal to me, and I wanna go back to where I come from, wherever that might be. I don't even look the same, babe, as the other folks I see.
lose.
I'm telling you what, man. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. Danger.
Yes.
We got big problems, man. I forgot to bring a yodel, man.
Good God.
I know. What the fuck is that about? Well, I'm not, you're not talking to an amateur over here. I can fetch a yodel.
Gotta have a yodel.
So we're gonna play a classic yodel. There it is. There it is. How do you figure that? What the hell was I thinking, man? Well, I'd had a little bit. Dad had a little bit too much medicine last night, maybe. And I might have been a little groggy this morning. Might have been a little groggy.
Yeah.
You know.
We're about to for yodel and we'll never die. That's a good one. That's my favorite.
Where the hell's my yodel?
Misplaced it.
Oh. All right. There it is. All righty. Upload, baby. Oh, look at that thing. Booyah. Uploaded. Zippity. Lickety split. It's got a process. But she'll be ready, man. No problemo. We're going to go
technology,
backward
baby.
In time. This is we played this one in 2013.
Ooh, okay.
Around August of 2013. So it's probably most of y'all forgot it anyways. So.
No, I have.
What we got here? Oh, it's ready. Sweet. Man, we're downtown Brown. That's cool, man. So, let me see if there's anything else. Okay, yeah. United States citizens, the New Mexicans. Ice caps melt. Canadians will be like, build that wall.
No. Exactly. Karma, baby. That's karma.
Fuck the wall across the north border of this country. And it's not it. Wall is in, man. That's probably the best idea. Up the coast. Fuck, man.
Do it anyway.
Yeehaw. Let's see. And then, of course, the most disappointing thing ever. No biopic of Yogi Berra without the ooh-ooh guy.
The ooh-ooh guy.
Yeah. So, we're all good, man. Well, I reckon we ought to yodel then.
Yep, bring it on.
If we have the technology.
Yahoo!
Yodeling time!
Sun has gone to bed for the night. Now if the blues come round to your doorstep, act as though they want to stay. Just grab an old guitar and sit down by the fire and yodel your blues away. We'll be right back. just grab an old guitar and sit down by the fire and yodel your blues away.
Wow.
Yo.
Yes. Yes.
Bill Haley. Who knew? I could fucking yodel, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was favorite that before that rock and roll nonsense.
Tom Jones. Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Man, that was one of the best yodels ever.
Yeah.
Hake says best yodel ever. I don't know. The Chinaman I always liked. I like the Chinaman.
I really like Yodeling Will Never Die. That's always been my favorite. It's that punk good. Rock one.
That cat there can yodel, man.
Oh, yeah, sure can.
It's amazing.
For that rock around the clock nonsense.
Yeah, I know. Like, he's famous for that.
Yeah.
Shit. Makes the rock around the clock sound like a pile of puke. All right, man.
Happy Day should have opened with that song. Say that.
Yeah, no shit.
Uh-huh.
Shit, man. Then it would have been a bigger hit. That's what I knew when I was out of touch with pop culture, like when Laverne and Shirley started. I was like, Oh my God, this is like the worst show ever. This is not gonna last. Two episodes. I think it was on for like 12 years or something stupid, man. Gotta love it, man. I'm out of touch, man. I'm not in touch with the zeitgeist going on. Stranger in a strange land.
Yeah.
Veronicon 6, home of the Eccentrica Galumbits, triple-breasted whore who can crush asteroids with her thighs.
There you go.
That's a pretty impressive video, I must say. The thigh crushing.
Watermelon check.
I love thigh crushing. Yeah, I thought Laverne and Shirley was hokey, but looking back on it, they actually had some talent there. Lenny and Squiggy were pretty good.
Good comedy team.
Yeah. Yep. And yup. But I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of Happy Days and at that point either, because I don't know when they went to the live audience things. They became what my sister and I used to refer to as woo shows.
Yeah.
You know, where the popular character comes out and they all go, woo!
Yeah. Oh, that nonsense. There's a kiss.
I got to get another one. My last slug of Canadian.
Order.
Grab another one. Yeah, I kratomed up before the show. I'm about out. I got to go. I'm going to check that.
Get run out of town.
CBD store down the street, see what that's like.
It's got an 8-ounce bag.
Yeah, I'll probably get a better price down there. Beds and Heads shop. We'll see. Anyhow, thanks everybody for coming.
Thank you, Posses.
Too bad we didn't have a good show for you, but hey, man. Ocean Canadian. It's perfunctory,
that without
man.
You song. That without you song was enough.
That was, well, yeah, that I'm sure that set the tone for the rest of the show. Why it was a smashing success. I'm kidding. It was fun. I had a good time.
Good time.
I hope you had a good time. I know the Germans particularly had a good time.
Oh.
We'll mention the war. Canadians. All right, man. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Energize!
Now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Do it again. I like it.
Just got it in there.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good night, everybody.
All right, good stuff.
Missed it by that much. They show Get Smarts on right before Belko.
Yeah.
So that's why. That's why I've been working on my Maxwell Smart impression. Here we go. Tommy.
Hey, Cap.
What's on before? Oh, yeah, that's a dumb lineup because they have the Honeymooners at 1 o'clock and then Get Smart at 1:30, and then you go back to the 50s with Belko and Car 54.
Max is this
black and white. Yeah, black and white color, black and white, black and white. And then, It's not in the right order. And then after I tell you what, I know you love this show. I can't. The Dobie Gillis comes on. That's what makes me go to sleep finally at 3 o'clock because I just
I
don't like
Dobie.
That.
I don't like.
I like Maynard. He's my man. I'm solid with Maynard, but I think Dobie's a prick, man. Fuck him. It's like that kid in the. What's it? Saved by the Bell show with the blonde hair and thinks he's God's gift to everyone. Yeah. Fuck him, little prick.
But Toby keeps
Fuck
losing,
Toby.
Though. He keeps losing the
show. Yeah, I guess, but still, punk.
He should just settle with Zelda, man. Slam it, slam the hot beef injection into Zelda. Get it over with.
Well, I actually saw their reunion movie, and he did marry Zelda.
Yeah, he did end up marrying her. That's right.
Yeah. But Zelda's gay, man. I mean, who didn't know that she was gay? Crying out loud. Yeah, man. I mean, pretty obvious. I think Maynard knew. Maynard knew.
Maynard knows it all.
Hope he was in the dark, man.
So. That Tuesday well, though, man. You can't blame him for trying to tag that.
Yeah. She'll keep you heterosexual.
She wants a rich man. She wants a
rich
man.
She probably turned Zelda gay, you know?
That's what happened there, yeah.
All right, man. Well, no Friday possum.
Okay. Sounds good.
The podcast God decree that we'll be back next week at this same possum time, if you're willing. All right, man. Well, we'll see you then.
Axo.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.